sins on this ground. That you would take us to that very place, that secret place, that place where your reality can be captured. Open unto us your good treasure tonight, in the name of the great Jesus Christ. You may be seated in the house. Hallelujah. As you take your seat, I'd like you to turn your Bible to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Hallelujah. I can't hear you. I say hallelujah. Oh my God. I say I can't hear you. I say hallelujah. There's something flowing in this choir. There's something. There's something. There's a new thing that happened to them. Please put your hands together for them. Ministers of the manifold grace of God. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, as I bring an introduction to us, from verse 4, the Bible says there are diversities of gifts but the same Spirit. There are diversities of ministries but the same Lord. There are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. To one is given the word of knowledge through the Spirit. To another, the word of wisdom through the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discernment of spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues. And to another, the interpretation of tongues. Can you come with me to the next chapter? 1 Corinthians 13. So that we will not have to read the Bible again during the period of this charge. Though I speak, you know, if you want to write a letter, you will not start with though. It's an indication of the fact that 1 Corinthians chapter 12 continues into chapter 13. The Bible originally did not exist in chapters and verses fragmentation. But the fragmentation into chapters and verses was done for the purpose of reference. And you can see that 1 Corinthians 12 moves into 1 Corinthians 13, and so I would like you to take off the fragmentation in your mind. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but I have not love, I've become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge. I want to stop there. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we see a catalog of the gifts of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And even though we were taught while we were in Bible school that the best gift is the gift that you have the present need for. Hallelujah. But when we consider the gifts of the Spirit in consonance or in connection with the body of Christ, there is a gift among the spectrum of giftings that stands out in need and necessity. The name of such gift is called the gift of prophecy. Because we are supposed to be a prophetic people, guided by the word of God on the outside and the witness of the Holy Spirit on the inside. And the Bible happens to say that where there is no vision, the people perish. In order for us to be able to navigate effectively, as we sojourn on earth, but under the pavilion of heaven, there is a great necessity for us to have access to that kind of ministry that functions in the manifestation of prophecy. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, the Bible reveals to us the tripartite or the threefold nature of the simple gift of prophecy. Can we check it before I go to where I want to go? Hallelujah! In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 3, the Bible reveals to us the threefold nature and character of the simple gift of prophecy. The Bible says, he who prophesies speaks edification, exhortation, and comfort to men. Hallelujah. That's the simple threefold manifestation. The gift of prophecy accomplishes these threefold manifestations. But if you are careful to read the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, from verse 1 and 2, you come to see the deep operation of the gift of prophecy was itemized that right there. He said, though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all wisdom and all knowledge. Are you still with me? Or you are not with me? You see, this moment that is coming to us is a critical moment that you must be prepared in order for you to be in a good position to take advantage of. We should not just pass by like that. It's something that we need to connect with in full consciousness and full assurance. If you are still with me, say amen.
Amen.
Under the auspices of the gift of prophecy, somebody can come to you and say, the Lord said, be not afraid. In a circumstance, in a situation where fear has taken the better part of you, and it's about to bring you to a point where you compromise your call, your destiny, and that which God is expecting from you at that point in time. That word comes as a word of edification. It builds you up, because the devil wanted to set you up in order for you to violate it, for you not to have access to the opening that God is bringing your way, just because Satan and his cause are operating in the circumstances to cripple you. The gift of prophecy has the capacity to make a man that is crippled on the inside to rise again. In a situation where enemy fires have been so intense that somebody has been bruised, there's an emotional effect that has come upon a man on the account of enemy fire. The gift of prophecy also has an appendage. It can administer comfort. You see, there's a nature that the Holy Spirit has. In fact, the Bible calls God the God of all comfort. And the Bible says God will try one way or the other. He will meander and maneuver his way so much so as to be able to minister comfort. Because he knows that if you are operating under a condition that has bruised you emotionally, it has a sinister capacity to puncture your faith, to affect your faith. And God does not like you in that state. The devil can take advantage of your weakness at that point in time. And so he's called the God of all comfort. And the Bible says that he comforts us in all our troubles, so that we ourselves can comfort others with the comfort that we have drawn from God. And it happens to be that the gift of prophecy has that nature and specialty to administer comfort. Suddenly, the depression, the emotional condition that belittles us and brings us in a state of spiritual ailment, so much so that we cannot approximate to the expectations of God, comfort is administered. And suddenly, maybe the devil had gone to his shrine to meet with other demons. He said, I got him this time. And just before the discussion is over, a giant that was asleep, by reason of the instrumentality of comfort administered through the verb of prophecy, before he finishes sharing his testimony that I got that guy down, prophecy has a technique, a touch that is embedded in it, that has the capacity to bring a man that has come under an enemy fire. back to his feet. The Bible says that through the gift of prophecy, a man can be endued by God to exalt. Exaltation is quite strategic. Have you ever seen soldiers preparing to go for battle? And before they go for battle, the general comes and gives them a pep talk, gives them a reason to fight, gives them a reason to die, so that if there was any form of fear that lingered overnight because of a dream that somebody had, and he staggered to the war front, not knowing his fate, when the pep talk of the general begins to come. Oh! Strike the call, strike the call. Today, there's a wind that we are going to ride upon. We are going to ride upon the wind. And the general comes and begins to stir the crowd, saying words like, what we do in time, it will echo in eternity. That trust might be the difference between victory and failure. Hey, trust your sword into the belly of the enemy. Make sure he doesn't come back without blood. And when he has gotten the people, then he now shouts a war cry. And the people cry out, and suddenly a fear leaps out of the man's soul and is ready for slaughter. Exhortation. If a man comes under the right influence of exhortation, even though he has kept his bag and resigned from ministry, prophecy has a way through its manifestation in the dimension of exhortation. It can make that man desire to fight one more time. Hallelujah. 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 To your name. Hallelujah. 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 To your name.
Sing it now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If we consider all the gifts of the Spirit in connection to the body, the most pivotal, most necessary to the body of believers looking to God to fulfill the corporate destiny in a particular locality, they will have the saving strength of divine advantage at their beck and call if the operation of prophecy is in their midst. Actually, the manifestation of this gift is in levels until it comes to that point where it has the capacity to discern all mysteries and all knowledge. A mystery is something that is still in the belly of tomorrow. So you cannot discern its shape, its form, and its manifestation. But by the gift of prophecy, God grants the grace to be able to tap into things that are yet to come, so that the servant of the Lord might be equipped for every good work. I would like you to stand on your feet, because mysteries will be decoded. Knowledge will be performed. The advantage you need to take a stride in God will come tonight. In a moment of time, I'd like you to lift up your right hand and say, Lord, do as you please tonight. Do as you please. Do as you please. The Bible speaks about a man named Agabus. He came out of almost nowhere. The name of his father was not mentioned. We're not told the color of the skin of his wife. But that man was known by the word that he carried. He traveled from a distant place, but he did not come empty. There was a word upon his mouth that revealed the calendar of God. Right now, right here, God's counsel will come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. His counsel will come to you. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. I want you to cry and declare that I cannot be held back anymore by devils, by demons. I regain my masculinity. I believe. Say na 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 na